What is up? Welcome back to the CA Power Player Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Haskins, and today we are live in studio with a couple of my favorite people in the entire industry. I've known this amazing couple for 2.5, going on 3 years, and the transformation in their business, and they're probably going to give me way too much credit, by the way, because they are freaking awesome. They were destined for greatness no matter where they went in the industry, but I can tell you this. I've seen the transformation of what they were doing to what they're doing now, and it is incredible. They're literally writing about $100,000 a month with a very small team, and they are now looking to help agents actually get to the next level too. And so please welcome from Chico, which is near Decatur in Texas, from Legacy Protection, Hunter and Emily Palmer.
What is up, Cody?
What is up? It's about time we got you guys on the channel, man. Yes. How about this?
A matter of time.
Amen to that. Emily, what are you thinking right now?
I don't know. Just surprised it's finally here, and we've come a long way from the first time we met.
Yeah, true. And you all have worked your freaking butts off, too.
For sure. Know?
It's cool. Hunter, did y'all see, like, what you're pulling off now? Did you see it? Like, because I remember the conversations we first met 3 years ago looked very different than the conversations we have today. Night and day, by the way. Like, because I think, and this is good for our audience, by the way, because, like, yeah, we say they're making $100,000 a month, you know, and writing that much. That's amazing. That's true. However, y'all also had trouble finding your way, mm-hmm. picking agencies and IMOs and carriers and what you were going to sell and how you were going to sell it and commission levels and tech and niches and all the stuff, you know, that goes along with, like, figuring this industry out. Do y'all think... Hunter, I'll go back to you. Do you think that is a benefit to our industry, that there's, like, so many different ways to go? Or do you think that that's actually a detriment to most agents?
It could kind of go either way, man, because it's like everybody's telling the same message, but as long as you hear it from the right person, it clicks. Mm-hmm. So I don't believe that, let's just say there was one big IMO.
Yeah.
I think there's agents that wouldn't work out, that would work out somewhere else, just because it's kind of a psychology thing, and it's probably where I lack it. Like, you always want to talk about the colors. Like, when I met you on our first mm-hmm. Power Players trip mm-hmm. or something?
Where was that one?
You guys were in Naples.
Yeah.
Oh,
you were talking about colors, trip. And I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. But
got it.
It's one of those kind of things, you know. I think certain people don't like to be talked to a certain way, or they need to be talked to a certain way, and not everybody is the same. So I believe that's where everybody's different.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And nowhere in the industry is the same either. Is that fair, Emily? Is that
absolutely. And I think we've learned that who you have in your circle matters more than what you realize.
Mm.
It's huge. And so even though you may be with one IMO, or, you know, you don't have to put yourself in that box, you may need to hear from somebody who's completely outside of that. And that's not always a popular thing.
No, and most IMO leaders don't love their people hearing that.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know what? People say they want what's best for people and they want to help people. Here's an interesting thing. If an agent was with a certain company and they were not doing well, and they went to a different company and crushed it, does it make this company A bad? No, not necessarily. May just not have been a good fit. But do you think that the leader of IMO or company A is happy for the agent that is now in company B that is being successful? What do y'all think about that? What's the right answer, though? You know what I mean? It's like, okay, if they really care about people, dude, they should love that people are succeeding and winning. And maybe some of the stuff that they taught them translated, right?
Sure.
You never know. I've seen that in y'all. Like, how long have y'all been in the industry? We'll start there.
Well,
it's going on our fifth year, I think.
Yeah, independent, and then a long time ago, when I was young, we had a captive agency for about 7 years.
What type of agency?
Multi-line.
Oh wow, that's just night and day from how y'all started in the industry. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Okay.
So you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all miss that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
What did you not enjoy about that?
So I wasn't licensed.
Okay.
I was, believe it or not, there was a point in time before I even knew what IMOs were or how all this worked. I was desperate for a job, and I found this ad in the paper one time, and I met a guy out of Fort Worth, and we were selling cancer policies door to door. It was the most like mental thing I've ever done because there was no leads. Mm. They never said there was leads. You literally just found a big subdivision, knocked doors. We went to like a 3-day sales school, which was super awesome. I mean, the training was legit. But because of the training that I received there, my role was when she was the agent, I would just train the people on the phone, you know, how to approach people, how to talk to people. Mm. And that was really my role. You know, I didn't sell anything. I didn't write any application. I wasn't even licensed. And I never was licensed to begin with because back then, I don't even know if you can still do this, but you can get a temporary license that's good for like 120 days or something.
Really?
Yes.
And so that's why that company was doing that, because the turnover rate was so high. People weren't even getting licensed. They were just running people on temporaries and living off their hard work.
That is interesting. That's crazy. And so how did you – so who found insurance first?
Me. It's kind of funny. So we had been married about a year and a half, and we moved. He used to work in the oil field, and we moved to North Dakota. And so, of course, I went to transfer our insurance, and that's when the lady asked me, she's like, do you have a job? And I'm like, no, not yet. We just moved to town. And so she's like, I think you should be an insurance. I think you should be an insurance agent. And so next thing you know, I'm an agent, and then I just grew from there, and then started my own agency, and it just kind of grew. I never thought I'd get back into insurance. We left it.
Mm. And why'd you leave?
We had some major tragedy in our lives. So it started with just a really tough year. Our house burned down and we lost everything. And so that's kind of where it started. And then we got pregnant in the middle of all of that. And with our other children, you know, we had to go through infertility. Like, I wasn't supposed to be able to have any more children. Wow. So in the middle of, now we don't have a home again yet, I wind up pregnant. Well, then our son ended up with a multicystic kidney. So then I had to go and stay at Johns Hopkins, and we were separated, and it was just a really rough year. And long story short, our son ended up passing away. And so through that, that's when I really learned that I was a number for the company I worked for. Mm. I was a top producer. I had all the awards, all the trips, all the things. But after our son died, they were ready for me to get back to work, and they were bugging me pretty quickly. And I was like, wow.
How soon?
Less than 2 weeks.
Gosh dang it. Shut up.
Yeah, it was rough. And so when our son passed away, the sad part of it was, in Texas, you know, and most of the time it doesn't freeze over this bad, but it froze so bad we couldn't bury him right away. We had to wait 2 weeks to bury him. Mm. So they're still calling me, and we haven't been able to fully bury him yet. And they're like, we need you to come back to work. So that's when I was like, nope. I'm selling, I'm leaving, I can't do this. And I never thought I would go back. I let all of my licenses go. And then my husband stumbles into it. And so we kind of switched roles. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to support you. And if this really works, then I'll come on board. Mm. So
no pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your Instagram handle is EP_OneToughMommy.
Yes.
Right? Which I was just tagging you on my Instagram. And it's like, you definitely are, you know, like what it's cool that you got. I appreciate y'all sharing this too, because like what y'all been through and the amount of people that will be able to relate to your story, is really powerful. And I know it's probably not always easy to share, but it's awesome that y'all are willing to do that.
Of course you go through things to help other people.
But right? That story right there, I mean, that's where it all started, you know, with the fire and, burying our son. And people ask me all the time, you know, do you drink? And I'm like, I don't. Mm. And that's why, because in those times, man, I tried to drink myself to death, like literally, like,
I bet.
It was a bad deal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most people do resort to some form of alcohol to make the pain go away.
Yeah.
You know, they always say like, yeah, just handle their sorrow or whatever, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, and our faith has come so far. You know, that's what sustained us, is everything God's done. So, you know, back then, if you would have told me we'd be where we are now, I wouldn't have believed you. And just to see a full turnaround in our whole life, and we definitely give God all the credit and the glory for that. And now, you know, we're blessed because what we do in insurance actually supplies for, you know, ministry purposes, and we want to make sure that the things we've been through, not only do we want to give God glory for it, but we go through trials to help somebody else get out. Mm-hmm. And no matter what somebody's going through, Jesus is enough, and Amen. He can pull you through.
For sure. Yeah, so it's easy to forget that when you're going through stuff. And you end up moving, when you should move closer, you end up moving farther away. Yeah,
you do. You get, it's not that you're ungrateful, it's just your focus leaves the Lord, you know, because when things get tough, that's where your focus is at, because you know that He's going to fix the problems or help you through it. And so a lot of times I find myself going, you know, to conferences and trips and insurance and just work, and, you know, sometimes I have to step back and just be grateful, man. Just the gratitude. You know, there's a song out right now that I just listened to over and over called Gratitude. And
who's that by? I think
Brandon Lake.
Yes,
good song.
Yeah, man. I think Lauren originally sent that to me. It's a great song.
That's my, it's like everything you go through, you got like a certain jam that gets you through. That's my jam right now.
That is cool. Wow. I think too, like, people will see what y'all are pulling off now and how well you're doing, and they would naturally just assume that, like, y'all had it easy or that it wasn't, or that it just came naturally, whatever. You know, it's like, no, dude, that's all farthest from the truth. Which also, the agents that are listening to this, like, guys, it should give you hope. You know, like, it really should. Like, they say that the top 1% of life insurance agents, the most common characteristic is attribute is optimism. And it's like, the two of you are always very optimistic, you know, happy, fun to be around, just good people too, you know. Is he always this wild, or is he ever chill?
Right. No, he's normally pretty calm, cool, and collected.
He's very even keel. Yeah.
He's very hard to read, and a lot of people, that drives him crazy.
I need a little bit more of that in my life sometimes, because one minute I'm like literally ready to like blow a gasket at everyone, and the next minute I'm like the nice guy in the world. But it's like I'm never typically in the middle.
you try to make light of it, man. I mean, life's so serious. People, you know, take things so serious. And I mean, it's like once you've been through the crap that we've been through, and I know a lot of people have stories, but I mean, it goes back to being grateful, man. Just grateful to even be alive or wake up in the morning. Like, absolutely. When your mind goes to that, like, you can get through anything daily. I mean,
yep. And you always act like you don't have a morning routine, but you really do. With people leaving the other office from the event, waving by the elevator, and you can, and for those listening, like, you can literally see from the elevator into our office, into our studio, which is pretty cool. But like, that's part of it, though. You know, like, you being grateful and you thinking that way. They always say, like, one of the best ways to start your day is with gratitude. And they don't mean the song, but they just mean it in general, you know?
Yeah.
We really live by a lot, even with, I tell my kids, I tell everyone around us, like, if you woke up today, nobody's bleeding, nobody's dying, and nobody's in the hospital, you're blessed. And you have no reason to complain. So we're not those people that you're gonna come around and complain and whine to, because we won't listen to it. So we've come too far, and God has brought us through things that we're not even worthy to come out on this other side, right? So we're not gonna be around that. So even our kids, it probably drives them crazy, but we're like, are you complaining? Because we're not gonna hear it.
Totally. So you also put a lot of this in your book.
I did.
As well, for those listening, what's the name of your book?
A Mother's Love.
A Mother's Love. I love that. That's cool. When's Hunter's book coming out? Do you have one yet?
I don't even know if last time I read a book, to be honest. Like, I've probably read two full books, like, within the last 3 years. And
I'm probably the same, by the way.
Don't remember what they're called.
Believe it or not, I am the exact same. This is cool that you're bringing this up, because part of my daily five is reading now. Because I always heard, like, you got to read all this stuff, right? We hear it constantly. And I'm like, all these big names are like, oh, I read. I love reading all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm thinking, I don't really like to read, you know?
Well, I've heard people, like, to actually get the content into your mind, I've heard it's not just reading the physical book, but a lot of people buy audiobooks and play them at like 1.5 times speed. Mm-hmm. So like me, I have a hard time reading as it is. So a lot of times I'll read the same sentence like two or three times if I think it's like that seemed kind of deep, you know, and then I'll read the same sentence two or three times. And that's what takes me so long to get through a book. And I think a lot of people say they read a book, but what did they actually like consume?
That's a good point.
I feel like they just went through the motion of hitting the play button and just letting it, you know, in one ear and out the other.
Totally. There'll be some days where I read for about 8 minutes because now to force myself to read, I don't like to read, and I set a timer for 8 minutes and I read, right? And then if I want to keep reading, I read. That's helped me get in a habit of reading for about the last 30 to 40 days. But there are times where I'll read for 8 minutes and then I'll put the book down. I'll say, okay, what do I remember about what I just read? Yeah. And there's a bunch of times I'm like, I don't freaking have a clue, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, this book I'm reading really right now is really good, and there's like stories. Those tend to plant better than like just boring books without telling a story along the way. And so I enjoy that. Yeah.
It was somebody yesterday was talking about they do better speaking when they speak about stories or about events.
100%.
And honestly, I think that's why Jesus spoke in parables.
1,000%.
Because a lot of times, you know, people didn't understand what he was saying just because he thinks completely different. You know what I mean? And a lot of stuff that is said in some of these conferences and stuff is kind of over my head. But, you know, when you have a story to relate to it, you reach more people like that.
For sure. And you're more likely to remember the story. Like if we remember back from this last 8%, what was the what story was Carlos Boozer telling on stage? Remember this?
I got goals,
man. Talking about Kobe, right? Mm-hmm. That stuck over everything the whole conference. And it wasn't like he was the highest paid speaker. Freaking great dude, man. I love Carlos Boozer. But, you know, but literally that one thing stuck in my brain the whole time. You know, even my dad's like, he's my favorite speaker, you know, which is cool. So like you leave insurance and then you come back for a second in insurance, right? And you jump back in, maybe not for a second. I guess it's been a little longer than a second, a few years. And how did you learn about it? Where did you come back into it? What'd that look like?
So, I mean, I was just bouncing around. Like, I worked in the oil field, had my CDL, so I was doing oil field jobs, driving trucks. But I never was anywhere, you know, for longer than, like, a year or two. I did spend, like, 5 years at one employer. But I always just wanted to do something different. It was just something about sales. Like, I was always, like, pushing people's products, you know, like drinks or pills or, like, vitamins, you know what I mean? Just doing that type of stuff, but I honestly think I didn't believe in it.
Okay.
You know, I didn't believe in the products, and that's why I really didn't take it serious. So I always wanted to, I always said I wanted to be a business owner or, you know, not have a boss, but I really didn't know what that meant. But my brother-in-law, he has a Medicare background, and he had a Medicare agency back in the day, and He was able to actually live off his renewals and travel the world and preach. That's what he wanted to do.
Wow.
But the renewals started running out, and he knew he needed to start making money, and so he got back into insurance. But instead of getting into Medicare, he found life insurance. And he got into it, started doing some sales, and he approached me one day because he was a truck driver. I was a truck driver. And he knew that I wanted to do something different. He's like, man, you should really try this out. And what I'd done, I was working for a corporate company at the time and had vacation. So I said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get licensed. I'm going to get contract. I'm going to get everything in line. Yeah. And I'm going to take my 2 weeks of vacation. So I bought leads, booked appointments, hit the road, and I never went back to work.
That's awesome.
So from there on out, it was, you know, booking appointments. And we'd have dial days. We'd literally spend all day dialing, booking appointments for the next 2 days. And then once – that's kind of what got her back into it, because once she's seen that, you know, the commissions that you can make and stuff like that, she started helping me out. She started booking appointments, calling the leads. That's awesome. That allowed me to stay on the road.
Yeah.
Because if I could stay on the road – because I used to travel like 4 states, and I was gone about 6 days a week. But daily she was booking my appointments for me. I wasn't having to dial anymore, I hated dialing, so – helped me out big time, and then I finally talked her in. Once it was the transition to telesales, because she always told me, she said, the stories that you tell me about the houses you go into
wild
for final expense
stories.
She said, I will not go in anybody's house. And I kept begging her. I'm like, please come help me. And once we transitioned to telesales, that's when she's like, I'm in.
That's cool. I love that. What was it like being a truck driver?
It was kind of like being a traveling insurance agent.
Okay.
It wasn't fun.
Lonely?
Yeah, lonely. I never was an over-the-road driver.
Okay.
But I would, you know, it's one of those things that it's long hours, and you work when they tell you to work. And you work weekends. You work nights. You work nights and days. I mean, just crazy schedules. Would catch some jobs, you know, out of town. I'd have to deliver something to Oklahoma or Arkansas or Louisiana. So it was kind of like a – it was a local job, but still, man, it just – they were always going, like, ball games, birthdays, and I was never there. Even though I wasn't an over-the-road driver, I was just never home just because I was putting in the hours. But it's not fun.
No.
I think it's cool to drive a truck. I love trucks. I think trucks are cool. You know, like hot rods, you see a cool truck and I'm in, but I don't want to be a truck driver.
Yeah. Did you immediately get back in and focus on the niche that you're focusing on now? What's that look like? Talk through that.
No. I mean, when we got into this, we got in like most people in final expense and just kind of crashing through it, trying to figure it out. And I just, something kept telling me, like, there's a better way. There's got to be a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, you know, talking about jumping IMOs and stuff. I did that because I thought that was the better way.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I thought if, you know, I went to a different IMO, they would have different leads, different training. I thought somebody else's training was going to help me go from $10,000 a month to $50,000 a month. And so I would move some contracts around. I would never move them all. You know, I didn't want to have all my eggs in one basket and get trapped somewhere. So I kind of would, you know, catch a couple contracts over here, see what the leads are about, the training was about. But it wasn't until, you know, me and my brother-in-law got together and started talking about marketing to truck drivers and just the background, man. I mean, he drove, I drove, and we're like, we should really try this out. And that's where it started. It wasn't easy in the beginning, you know, because we didn't have a clue what we were doing. We didn't know anything about marketing. We kind of had some help and used a couple people to run ads for us and slowly just kind of took it upon ourselves. And Emily spent a lot of time on Facebook trying to figure out how to actually run the ads and using, do we use pictures or videos or, you know, it was just like a research and development team in the beginning. But that niche has got us where we're at now.
Yeah, by far. And, you know, when you don't know marketing, and we would spend so much money on leads when we started, it's crazy to think about and say. I remember, and he's going door to door, struggling agent, right? And we're spending $700 two times a week. Yes, for like literally about 38, maybe 40 leads.
Wow. Bro, I would buy a batch of leads and just get smoked on them. Like, you spend $600-$800 on leads and you call and call and call and everybody's like, nope, I don't know what you're talking about. Quit calling me. And I'm like, jeez. I literally spent that much money and I have no appointments for the next 2 days. What do I do?
And everyone said, you buy more leads.
Buy more leads. Just keep it.
I'm like, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard, man. Like,
but we did it, you know? And that's when we realized, like, we have to learn. You know, we got to figure out where we're missing it. And like most agents, leads are their issue, truly.
Yeah.
And if they're honest, you know, if they're buying, you know, resold leads, or they don't know the source, or they don't even know who's producing them, you don't even have half the confidence you do when you actually know where they're coming from.
100%. And that's actually why, like, I have tried to avoid the lead business as much as I could, because I did it for years and didn't really enjoy it. And that's why we had to get back into lead generation recently too, even more, because it's like, you're right, agents freaking need help. And most people are charging an arm and a leg to help them.
A lot.
Well, I think too, like, you know, knowing what we know about marketing now and, you know, running ads, I really think, like, I was spending $20 to $30 per lead, and I was getting an autofill lead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because you're literally calling people, and they're like, I didn't fill nothing out.
Yeah.
Now I believe that. I'm like, they literally didn't fill anything out. They just sucked the info off their profile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, correct. I didn't know that back then. and we were buying this exclusively.
But, and also too, like the way you're even talking now, it's like when you can see behind the curtain and you know what's going on, you know what the customer saw, you know what the lead journey was, mm-hmm. you know all of it, like how much more confidence does that give y'all compared to the agent that has no freaking clue what's going on behind the curtain?
Of mm-hmm. course. And the agent that has no clue doesn't realize who you're connected to matters mm-hmm. because it doesn't matter the IMO, but who your direct upline, like who your direct person yeah. is that's calling you, if they can't tell you where that lead came from, mm. they can't guide you, they don't have the confidence in the lead, how can you?
Amen. Yeah, your direct mentor, I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again, like the IMO doesn't matter. Mm. Like as long as everything's fair, you have good contracts, good carriers, good comp, like that's all that matters. Like that's all they're there for.
Correct.
Your direct mentor is what's going to determine your success and 100%. Your work ethic. 100%. And I actually stepped out today. I got a text message today. One of the new guys that we took on, he texted me and said, do you have a minute? So I stepped out, took the call. But the other night, I think it was last night when we got to the hotel after we left here, I was like, I'm just going to give him a shout, see what he's up to, see if he needs any help. And mm-hmm. he's like, dude, I'm impressed you called me. He's like, I've been in this business since 2016. He said, I've never had an upline call to check on me.
Shut
I'm
up.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Shut he up. Said, I'm glad you called to, you know, see if I need anything. But it's
that's crazy.
We do that to everybody. So when you hear somebody that's not getting that type of like service or mentorship or leadership, it's shocking.
Yeah. That probably happened to y'all too. Probably had plenty of people you worked with that never checked on you.
Yeah. Well, and it was like everyone's trying to sell the dream, right?
Yes.
And there's a lot of false information out there. And at the end yeah. of the day, we're business owners. Mm-hmm. So it's my job to figure out what the truth is. And then for Hunter and I, you know, we've recruited tons of people, but they weren't our people. They weren't the right people.
Yeah.
Right? And where we're at now...
And we didn't have a system in place.
We didn't have a system in place.
And y'all definitely do now.
We do. And now that we've taken the time and we've taken the step back, where we're at, we no longer have to fail another person. If someone fails, it's because of them now. Because we have the systems in place. We have it all set up. And so it literally puts it on them. And we've never been able to give somebody that full opportunity like we can now. And with the confidence, knowing what we do is 100% duplicatable. Like yeah. anybody can do it.
Buy leads and go to work is not a system.
No.
No.
No. And so no. we're just really transparent, you know, like our team, we keep our Zoom up all day and people can learn cool. from Hunter and I, or they can learn from our other agents because as you know, we all learn differently. Mm-hmm. So we might've been telling an agent the same thing 500 times, but all of a sudden you're on our Zoom and it just clicked mm-hmm. because Cody said it, right? Totally it happens true. All the time.
Yeah, totally true. What changed? Because obviously much different now, you know, and too, like, you know, y'all are letting us help a little bit on the Facebook ad side now, just because you're like, hey, but the cool thing is y'all already had the whole system. You're like, here's all the assets. Can you just run it? I'm like, we're like, sure. You know, like we're really not doing anything. We're just managing it for you. You don't have to worry about it, you know, but it's cool because most people have no freaking clue about the system piece. Right. So what changed? Like when we look back 3 years ago to now, what do you think? What do you think some of the big glaring changes have been for y'all?
The big one, we stepped out completely uncomfortable at 8% and joined Power Players.
That's awesome.
And what we've joked about before is like when we first joined Power Players, Hunter was freaking out. He's like, "How are we going to pay for this?" And I'm like, "I don't know. We're just going to because we have to be in that room." Like we have to, this is what we have to do. And wow. we waited. And what was so funny is, you know, so many people had packages and things and we didn't feel it. And then at the very end, you announced it. And I'm like, that's what you're supposed to do, Hunter. And so you had everyone come on stage. We didn't go on stage, right? So we're still in the seats going back and forth. And I'm like, this is what you got to do. And he's like, but how are we going to do it? And I'm like, I don't know, but we're going to do it. And it changed our lives.
It's like one of those things, like, you know you need to do it, but it's like, yeah. literally how?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how am I going to come up with $900? Like, that's lead money.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to give that to somebody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's where I was at. Like, this is my money that I work hard for. But
totally.
I mean, essentially, that's what changed. I was having a conversation with somebody a while ago. You know, when you go to 8% and you see all these key people, 8% is where you find the person you want to talk to, but you don't talk to them. Getting in these smaller groups, like 1% power players, getting in a more intimate, smaller setting with those people, and having a few days to, you know, really get to know somebody and talk to them, man, that's where the growth is at. You know, just knowing that you have all those people on your side. You know, none of us work together, all different IMOs, but I know that I could call anybody in, you know, either room that we've been, I mean, 1%. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could literally call anybody and they'd help me out. I know they would.
Yeah, you're right.
And starting from not knowing how we're going to afford it to now, like, we joke, like, we have to have it for our tax write-off. Like, that's how quickly you can change. Like, that's how quickly, if you'll put yourself in the right room, right? And so we try to encourage people, you know, you have to get involved and you have to be around the right people. If you don't have that support, you can be on an island and you can just drown. And no one's gonna come rescue you because nobody knows you. They don't even know you need help.
100%. Yeah, I'm getting goosebumps as you guys are sharing all that. That's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool. And y'all have built it now to where, like, what's your week look like? You know, if someone's like, okay, they write $100,000 a month and they figured out a system, you know, what does that look like? Kind of walk us through it.
So we have to share, of course. I mean, so she runs the women's ministry. So we have that as well on our plate. Our kids, you know, volleyball full time. So honestly, we wake up, you know, 6:30 in the morning. She goes to Bible study about 7.
That's awesome.
I take the kids to school, drop them off. I go to the office, mess around there until she gets there. Cause she runs all the CRM and the leads and all that stuff. So, me personally, I do what I got to do from 9 to 3. And then at 3 o'clock, I go pick the kids up. I bring them back. I make sure they're fed, and I take them to practice. She stays at the office, and you know, she's there till sometimes 6, 7, 8 o'clock,
wow.
Talking to drivers, taking care of stuff. And then a lot That's of times incredible. She'll leave there and go to the ministry and handle things there at night, because I mean, it's just one of those things. Like people need you. Not just in life insurance or sales, right. But agents need you. The women that we bring in, like, they need you.
Yeah.
So she has to fill that role in the evenings. I do the kids in the evenings, the weekends, volleyball, and then right back at it Monday. We stay busy. Like, I have somebody, we're wanting to remodel our house, and this lady keeps saying, well, when's a good time? And I'm like, there's no good time. Like, you tell me, and I'll just figure out how to be there.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, well, I want to know what's good for you. I'm like, there's no good time.
She's like trying to like lock it down like this time, certain time. And you're like, my schedule's nuts. Yeah.
Like, I'll make it happen. You tell me.
Totally. Totally.
But if we didn't have this system in place, there's no way. So we're able to now, we go into work and we have pre-booked appointments. You know, all the stress of having to set them and call them and even just being in the group, like, us being connected to Alex Branding, that's priceless.
Yeah.
Like Agent CRM, and that, I mean, Hunter can text him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so once we got our agent turned on the leads that you guys run for him, he's like, he calls Emily, he's like, I got 2 leads, one of them booked already. I'm like, dude, awesome. Why didn't somebody do that for me when I started?
Yeah.
They're like, here's a stack, call them. Like, I didn't even know what a pre-booked appointment was.
How cool
a feeling
is that like, now you're able to figure it out and then help a Rod or some of these other agents that like are like needing help, and you're just like, it's almost like, here's what I equate it to. If agents are like, okay, what do you mean by a system? It's like it's like you have a factory, and most insurance companies put you in there and the lights are off. You don't even know where the light switches are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or there's others, which is what y'all have now, where it's like literally a factory that prints helping people, and ends up some money along the way, and the agent goes in there and the lights are already on and there's already people in there working, and literally they just get to sit at the end of it than just like sit there and have conversations, you know, like, totally different.
It's cool. It's so rewarding. I mean, now that we literally have a plug and play and it's so simple. We've taken all the hard steps out of it and we've made the right connections through being in those right rooms and we paid for it. It's like anything mm-hmm. else, you know, you have to invest in yourself and you have to invest in your business or you're not going to grow. And sure. so with that now, literally, I mean, we can hire someone, get them in contracting, have them contracts in a couple of days. Wow. And through our work with you now, they're going to have their own leads start going into their own CRM. We're not in the lead producing business. We don't want it. We're going to leave that to you, right?
Yeah.
And then they can be completely successful.
And they're getting the same leads we are.
Yeah. No secrets. Nothing. We're That's literally crazy. Giving you, hey, this is what we run. This is our video. And we just need it set up for this person because they're on our team.
So cool. I love that. Yeah, I love that. If they want to learn... We could talk for hours, and it's crazy. We've already been talking for like 45 minutes, which is wild because it like feels like a few, you mm-hmm. know. If they want to learn more about y'all and everything you do and reach out and get some help, where should they go and what should they do?
I mean, I'm not against, you know, them calling the office.
Whatever's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
I mean,
of the above.
Our office number is 940-539-9497. Shelby will probably answer, but I mean, like I said, from 9 to 3 I'm there. I mean, if they have any questions, I communicate probably best through like Facebook Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to a lot of people through Facebook Messenger because it's just quicker. Seems like when you get on a call, you're on a call for 30 or 40 minutes. I'd rather just text somebody, you know, for a minute or two.
Amen to that. Yeah, amen to that. Well, that's awesome. I appreciate what you are doing, and thank you for being a part of this the last several years, jumping in Power Players, and being on the Power Player podcast. Finally, you guys are awesome. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
We
for
appreciate
having us.
You, man.
Thank you, brother. Okay. Thank you guys for hanging with us on the Power Player podcast. We appreciate you being a part of this. If at any point you're like, dude, I'm liking what I'm hearing, Hunter is one of our trainers in our Ultimate Agent Academy. You can go to ultimateagentacademy.com. It's $49. You can get coaching every week. We also do help with lead generation, as they talked about. You can go to our website and actually learn more about that. Or if you're like, hey, I'm an agency owner and I really want to get in the room and hang out with the Palmers and all these other amazing people, then reach out to me and we will help you join Power Players. Either way, have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for hanging with us and we'll see you on the next episode. Adios.
Hey, if you enjoyed this, I got another one you're gonna love. It's right there. Click on it. See you in there.
I'm so excited for today's CA Power Player podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. We got a special guest. He is back on the channel talking about how to sell life insurance from home. Here's what I love about this person. Okay, I'm telling you, this will be one of the best.